Well, as John Kerry seems to be on his way in at State, let's take a moment and look at the legacy that's being left behind. The leadership of the last 4 years, of course, under Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who is on her way out. Joining us is Juana Summers, national reporter for Politico. Hi, Juana.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. Just to start, let's check this box. John Kerry expected to sail through the Senate.
Absolutely. And the Obama administration is very heartened by what they're hearing from Republicans on Capitol Hill, that despite the fact that they acknowledge they've disagreed with John Kerry on many policy issues, they think he's a great choice. They've touted his years of being involved in every major foreign policy decision. So it does look like he'll sail through, in contrast to Susan Rice, who obviously they saw as a failed choice.
Right. So let's look at the last 4 years under Secretary Hillary Clinton. Presided over the Arab Spring, was in charge as the United States sort of led from behind in Libya. Lots of touch points there. What do you think are the most important highlights of her legacy at State?
Right, absolutely. The Arab Spring, which you mentioned, is one of the huge ones. There's this really fascinating political context behind the dynamics of Hillary Clinton at State. Obviously, she was President Obama's 2008 rival, then landed there amongst the talk that folks thought she was looking at her own presidential run, but she really did have a lot of foreign policy success. That obviously now coming into question, and many on Capitol Hill wonder if her reputation is now tarnished due to this investigation after the September 11th attack this year on the American mission in Benghazi. And that investigation is putting a lot of her tenure at State into question right now.
She still hasn't testified. Of course, she's been called to do so. And as I understand it, will testify in January.
That's correct. She'll be testifying in January. Obviously, she's taken ill and had a concussion, was expected to testify last week. But because of her illness, that testimony will now come later. Senator Kerry actually announced that earlier in the week prior to his official naming as to be Obama's nominee for Secretary of State.
This Obama White House has announced its efforts to sort of shift America's focus, its diplomatic focus, away from the Middle East, if possible, towards a new and emerging Asia. And that's had, you know, a limited amount to do that, since the Middle East always seems to flare up and has been so important over the last couple of years. But that shift towards Southeast Asia, Singapore, Japan, Indonesia, and the shift that we've seen going on there, that come from the White House, or was that a Hillary Clinton initiative? Who was in charge of that and spearheaded that?
You know, I'm not sure I know who spearheaded that, but those kinds of priorities seem to be things that would line up if John Kerry is in fact confirmed for this position. His advisors tell us that areas like China, like Pakistan, are areas he'll be looking at. He is very concerned about the issues in Asia. He also obviously has the history of helping to negotiate with Russia with regards to the arms reduction treaty. So those areas are right in his wheelhouse as well, from the things that he's been working on in Congress with regard to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Now, John Kerry, before we let you go, Juana Summers, John Kerry is going to confront some controversy off the bat. He's got some statements in his past that seem to support the Assad regime as a paragon of stability in Syria. He was one of the people who said that Bashar al-Assad would be a reformer. And of course, that country is embroiled in a horrible civil war.
Right. That's absolutely correct. There's no question when you have someone like John Kerry, who has served in Congress for so long and launched a presidential bid, even, that there are going to be questionable characteristics. But I don't anticipate that the things that he said with regard to Assad, with regard to some of these other major world crises that we have going on, will stand in the way of confirmation. The White House and most top Republicans in the Senate, it seems like, even agree that they won't be a problem despite their disagreements. John McCain told me that when he's looking at a vote, he's not going to be, and he chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, it won't be about whether he personally agrees or disagrees with what John Kerry said. It's whether or not he can do the job.
Juana Summers, national reporter for Politico. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
John Kerry coming in, most likely, as Secretary of State. Well, coming up, it's Christmas, of course. We've been asking you, what holiday songs make the season for you? Listener Al Sullivan wrote us on Facebook his favorite Christmas song. He says, Emerson, Lake and Palmer's I Believe in Father Christmas. I was driving to meet my friends on Christmas Eve, and it was raining. I had just broken up with my wife, and I was miserable. Then I drove up to the mountain at Tawako, New Jersey. The song is talking about the promise of snow, and suddenly it's snowing. And for that moment, all the pain faded. I was even sober at the time.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth.
How do you like your Christmas songs? Prague? prog rock like Al Sullivan there, punk like me, traditional, or downright annoying. They're all going to be played here on The Takeaway. 8778 My Take. Tell us your favorite Christmas songs. We'll be playing more later this hour.